The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
This is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. Good morning. Matthew Dyson, good morning.
Good morning, Benjamin.
Anna Geary in the booth of truth. Good morning.
Good morning.
Glenmore, good morning.
Hello.
Old Swiss, good morning.
Good morning.
Producer Ellie, good morning. And look who's come crawling
Dave Berry.
Hi, Beast Wumble, producer Mark, good morning. It's not spooky season anymore, mate. It's not spooky season. Spooky season is now over. It's finished.
We're
it's dead.
We're focusing on bonfire night now.
No, don't even care about that. Don't even care about that. Straight to Christmas for me.
Yeah.
We've got to look forward to Christmas. Oh, I got some chocolate. I don't know what your policy team on eating chocolates first thing in the morning is. Are we all for it or not?
I think we say yes.
Guess really. It depends what brand it is.
Well, yeah. So this is the story. So
well, no Hershey's before 8.
They look like miniature heroes. Anytime.
They look like miniature heroes, but don't get excited.
Right.
They are. They're
no,
off,
no
they're
off, let me explain.
Off-brand.
How dare you? Like, they are not.
It's got, it says on it, Big Mix.
Right, let me explain.
Oh,
but,
no.
Right, do you know what?
I think in your defense, it might be M&S.
You're not getting anything, right? You've been such trouble these last 2 weeks. I cannot wait to be rid of you, right? So yesterday I thought Halloween's dead, right? It's over. It's no more. Who cares about it, right? We need to start focusing on Christmas. And I thought I'll get some like Christmassy chocolates, roses, or like, you know, a big one of those big box. Couldn't find any of them. So I went to M&S to go and get some like roses alternatives and got the M&S Big Mix. Yeah. What's wrong
Big
with that?
Mix.
No, I mean,
the fact are they all like off-brand chocolates? Are they called like? You're going, what the hell is a Clifton bar?
What you've got in here is there strawberry creams, orange creams.
Yeah.
How about biscuit and caramel? Little hazelnut and chocolate.
Nice. Oh, so they're very like roses adjacent.
They're exactly
the roses
same.
Adjacent chocolates.
But they, you know what? It's good about
don't
them.
Touch
They've got
them,
the old style wrappers. You know, they changed the wrappers on roses, didn't they, to make them more modern and health and safety conscious. These are the old school wrappers.
Yeah, these are dangerous, just like we like it.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
How dare you?
What?
How dare you besmirch the Big Mix?
Sorry, yeah.
No butterscotch eclair for you.
Oh, really? They sound better than the original ones, to be fair.
Don't come crawling around now, mate.
Oh, no, butterscotch, it's just like a chocolate eclair, isn't it? Pretty much.
Yeah, all right, stop slagging it off.
But yeah, I like the old school wrappers, because when Mondelez got rid of the twist-off foil wrappers and replaced them with the modern tear wrappers, people were up in arms. I don't know if you remember, it was a big scandal, wasn't it, Glenn? People got very upset back in 2016, so it's nice to see the old school wrappers back.
I'm going to do the show from the Booth of Truth with Anna and Glenn today. Is that okay with you?
No, it was a very nice, thoughtful gesture to bring them in.
Producer Ellie said in silence in that last song, she went, I thought it's very thoughtful.
Yeah,
which
no,
put you in your place
I
straight away.
Very bad. Yeah,
she's the power
yeah.
behind the throne, mate. I'm telling you. Anyway, it's Halloween last night. How was your Halloween experience, Matt? Was it good?
Oh, it was good. We didn't indulge in any trick or treating because the children were away. We went on a ghost walk around Hastings Old Town. It was amazing.
How was that?
Actor showing us all the sights in the old town.
God.
It was good.
Did you see any ghosts?
No.
William the Conqueror?
But what was quite nice was some people in the houses started playing along, so like someone looked out the window, saw what was going on, and started pretending to be a ghost. So a couple of people did it as well. We weren't part of the tour.
Wow, okay, yeah, that's incredible. We had loads and loads of trick-or-treaters. And then it got to the point where it was like about, I don't know, 7 o'clock in the evening, and teenagers started coming to the door who weren't in costume.
Oh, yeah.
Which was a bit weird.
Well, I had a guy with a moustache.
Really?
He was 14, he had a moustache.
Oh, wow.
Insane.
I mean, that's impressive. He deserves a sweet for that age. Yeah. Kudos, man.
Anna Geary, did you go trick or treating?
No, I had a lot of trick or treaters, though. They were so cute, though. They would ask how many sweets they could take.
Yeah.
I just thought that was so polite.
That's nice. And we ran out of stuff, really quickly. And we had nothing more to give them. I had to take the pumpkin in that we had outside, the little lit pumpkin. So
you could have given them the Big Mix.
I was thinking that.
Do you know what? I thought I might as well give them the Big Mix if more come round. And I thought, no, because I don't want to disappoint Matt Dyson. Do you know what? I wish I had given the Big Mix away now.
Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
As always, every Friday morning, I am here to tell you about the big Wix event with our good friends with DIY benefits, Wix. You can shop in-store or online right now for amazing offers on doors, flooring, tiles, kitchens, lofts, joinery, and extra special autumn deals as well. And to celebrate this morning, I'm going to give you the chance to win a Wix gift card worth £250 as we play a brand new game on the show. Matt Dyson, a debut for this game.
Yeah.
Don't leave out the lyrics.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
That was, I believe, a title that was accepted by everyone. There was quite a few rejected ones.
There were some really you want to touch on them or not?
No, I don't think I do, actually. No. Matt, explain how this game works. Well, don't leave out the lyrics.
Yeah, courtesy of the Big Wix event, and it is an event. I've bought all sorts of bits for the perfect autumn tidy. One of those things is a brand new Wix leaf blower, you see. But you know me, when I do my autumn tidy, I'm always listening to some real music that matters from one of our 9 different playlists. You'll hear one of the songs that I'm listening to, but as I'm fleet of finger on the old leaf blower trigger, I will be blowing over a lyric of the song. Tell us the missing lyric, you win the gift card.
Yes, all you have to do is identify the missing lyric from Matt's leaf blowing listening experience. Toughie, isn't it? Yes.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
We're celebrating the big Wix event this morning by giving you the chance to win a Wix gift card worth £250. We're playing our brand new game, Don't Leaf Out the Lyrics. Matt is listening to a song from one of our 9 playlists as he's doing his autumn tidy, which he does every single year in his luxurious garden. He's using his new leaf blower from Wix, and the sound of the blower has covered up a lyric. We need you to tell us that missing lyric, and hoping to do that this morning on line number 1 is Louise. Good morning, Louise.
Good morning, Ben, and good morning, team.
Hi, Louise.
Hi, Louise. Good morning. Louise, Hi. What are you doing today?
I'm working today, so I run a florist business, so I'm doing that in the morning, doing some wreaths and some bouquets this morning, and then this afternoon I'm going into work, so I work for the NHS as well.
Wow. Two jobs, Louise. Amazing. Nice. What's your florist called?
It's called Lavender and Twine of Pudsey.
Oh, Lavender and Twine. That sounds nice, isn't it?
Classy.
Yeah, and have you had a... There's not a Halloween rush for flowers, is there, I'm guessing?
No, not really. I've been doing a lot of autumn kind of colours for bouquets and things like that, and autumn wreaths, but just gearing up for Christmas now as well.
Oh, very nice, very nice. Okay, let's try and win you this £250 Wix gift card. Is there anything you would specifically spend this on? Are you doing up your house at the moment?
No, I work from home, so I have a workshop at home for doing my floristry business, so I'll be using it to, I think we need a few roof repairs, and I'm going to try and extend it out a little bit as well.
All right, very nice. Okay, let's see if you can identify the missing lyric, Louise. We played you this earlier. A great song from Oasis, you might have heard us play before on this radio station. But then, this happened. Louise! Can you identify, and if you want to, sing the missing lyric?
Yeah, sure.
Take it away, Louise.
Some might say you will find a brighter day.
God. Yeah, that's pretty good, isn't it? That's pretty good. Louise, congratulations. You've won the £250 Wix gift card. Nice work. And can I just say, what a vocal performance that was.
Oh, thank you very much.
Anna Geary, she's coming for you, Anna Geary, she's coming for you.
She's got a lovely voice.
Oh my God, she's furious.
Yeah, Louise, she sounds rattled.
Louise, thank you so much for that. Are you going to start work now with your floristry business? Is that beginning as we speak?
Yeah, just about, yeah.
All right, okay, listen, have a great day at work. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Matt, what's happening on the socials this morning?
Well, I think the best trick-or-treat gift that I've seen on the socials were from Halloween, which was, of course, last night, All Hallows Eve. This was a gift mainly for the older, more teenage crowd on the trick-or-treating front. Someone had put... It's gone massively viral because on the front of their doorstep, in a little basket, they just had instead of sweets and chocolate, laid out for the kids. It was just there was a sign saying maximum 3 puffs per trick or treater, and there was a disposable vape in a basket. So it's like trick or vape.
Oh my God.
Trick or vape. They're sort of making the most of it before disposable vapes are banned. So yeah, enjoy it while you can.
Yeah, one last hurrah. Yeah.
But I suppose the cloud of sort of candy flossy flavoured mango adds to the haunting nature.
It does, yeah.
Of
true.
truly Halloween, does it? The one time where it's okay. As
yeah,
well,
it's truly horrifying.
Cloud. Yeah. But what a bit horrible thing to get.
Imagine just sharing a disposable vape over Halloween.
I'm amazed not ideal. Took it. And then, of course, it's Friday, so it's Talking Pet Friday.
Yes.
And we have, I've got a Scottish dog for you this morning. It was sent to me by Jade Pinky Anthony on Instagram, who obviously we know the classic in the genre is the Scouse cat, just to recap that. Amazing. And a lot of people keep sending me the Italian dog, which we had a while ago, but this Scottish dog is brand new, and as you'll hear, it clearly has a Scottish accent.
Buona.
Hello.
I like it when you translate for us.
Amazing.
Yeah, it needed your translation.
Yeah. A bit like the blue dabba dee dabba die one yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Controversial. Getting a lot of grief about
that. Was.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Getting a lot of grief about it.
People are just saying, of course, that's not what it's called.
Yeah, but you're just here to report the stories.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's weird.
You can't be accountable for them.
Yeah, exactly. And then also, Anna Geary found a talking parrot this week. And
parrots are my favourite.
Yeah, we all love a parrot. And it's always weird because it says on the video clip, I think it's so overlooked that parrots can talk, and it's true.
Yeah, it's
true.
Mad that it's not in the news every day.
It should be every day. This is what the social ammo is, to remind us every now and again that they can talk, and it is amazing. And this was someone whose parrot was in the house and had been listening to their phone conversations, and it could pretty much mimic their entire phone call.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Cheers. Cheers. Bye.
All right. Hello. I mean, that is
amazing.
It sounds like a brummy human, doesn't it?
It's brummy human.
Cheers. Bye. All right, Sammy. Bye. Hello.
Just amazing stuff. I'll share them on my Instagram stories. You'll be talking about them later, and I've saved your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
This is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. It's Ben Barrell here. I want to dedicate that last song to my friend Taz and his wife Sophie. They had a little baby girl yesterday called Hope Pangley. Hope Pangley came into the world. Got a text from him late last night, and it just said, I don't know what I'm doing.
Really?
Yeah, I said, don't worry, you'll work it out. It's quite easy after a while, you know, after the first couple of years.
Yeah.
So congratulations to Taz and Sophie, rather, and hello to little baby Hope as well. Just stealing the Breakfast Show airtime there to give shout-outs to my friend. Good work. You've got to do that on your final day.
Yeah,
got to do that on your final day, haven't you? Matt, it's only a couple of weeks until we go to the Palladium in London. Well, it's November now, isn't it? So it's this month.
Oh, yes.
It's this month. 17th of November, we're going to be at the Palladium in London. We are once again putting on a night of live comedy and raising some money for a great, great charity. I would be telling you who's on the bill right now, but I want to hand that over, that joy over, to John Richardson, who, it turns out, has nicknames for quite a few of the performers.
You can get tickets for that now. I will be there with Matthew James Thomas Ford. The old Glen of Tranquility will be there. Glen Moore from old Bez's, D. Bez's Breakfast Show.
Susie
Walker. Is that what they call Ruffle? Is Ruffles a crisp thing, but it's Walker's in a different country? That was quite good off the cuff, wasn't it? It'll be an absolute love-in as well, because old Judy loves there. And Phil Wang, let's not go there. Let's not. And Anne will be there, a.k.a. Josh Widdicombe. And, of course, Dara the Brain O'Brien.
Anne. I love that.
It's a good one, yeah.
So we are going to be raising money in just a few weeks at the brilliant Palladium in London, raising some money rather for the Royal National Orthopaedic Hospital charity. There are still tickets available for this. We sell out pretty much every single year. So if you have been thinking about this, now is the time to go to absoluteradio.co.uk/tickets, and we'll see you at the Palladium in November.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Five celebrities, £5.
Absolute Radio.
And hoping to win £5 on the show this morning, on line number one is Eddie. Eddie, good morning, mate.
Hi, Ben. Hi, team.
Hi, Eddie.
Hello, Eddie. Eddie, where are you right now? What does Friday hold for you?
I am on my way to work, and hopefully it doesn't hold a lot.
Oh, okay. Quite a desolate Friday there from Eddie. Where do you work?
I work in Stone's Family Butchers in East Grinstead.
Oh, very nice. And what's the cut of the day? Is that a thing?
We don't have a cut of the day at the moment.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, I would recommend a nice leg of lamb.
Yeah. Can't go wrong.
Okay, let's see if we can win you £5 on the show this morning. Let's see who you're going to play with, if this is going to play properly.
Player generator.
Matt Dyson.
Anna Geary.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Glenn Moore.
It's Glenn Moore.
All right. Good luck.
Glenn, please leave the studio. Headphones are off. There he goes. Anna, can you confirm he's left?
Yeah, 1 second. Mm-hmm. Okay, he's gone.
He's gone. All right. Eddie, are you ready?
I am ready, yeah.
Okay, good luck, mate. I've got five first names in front of me. You just give me a surname to make up a celebrity, and hopefully we'll match all five with Glenn Moore. Name number one is Holly.
Willoughby.
Yes.
Yes.
Good start. Name number two is Kenneth.
Kenneth Williams.
Yes. Ah, yes. Mm-hmm. After Charles Hawtrey yesterday. Yeah. Weren't we going to do a Carry On special?
Yeah, that got refused. I was so upset about.
Fair enough.
Yeah, Carry On special. What was the guy's name from yesterday?
Charles Hawtrey.
Eddie, yeah. Do you know who that is?
Yes, I do actually. Carry On film.
Yeah, fine. Yeah, okay. We had a complete breakdown of the show yesterday about who that was. Okay, third name is Ben.
Burrell.
Oh.
Great. One of the great celebrities. Finally, me and Williams together. Okay. Name number four is Kelly.
Holmes.
Yes.
Good, good.
And fifth and final name, we could be giving this money away, because the fifth and final name is Hugh.
Grant.
Yes.
Uncertainty,
these are very, very good. All right, Eddie, stay there. We'll match your names, hopefully, with Glenmore next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Five celebrities, £5.
Absolute Radio.
And playing this morning on line number one is Eddie. Eddie, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
What time do you start work, Eddie?
8 o'clock.
Oof. What's the most popular cut you have?
The most popular cut we've got at the moment is chicken.
Oh,
just chicken.
Yeah.
Okay, just chicken, straight from chicken. And has the Christmas rush begun already or not?
The Christmas rush has begun. We've got 60 orders so far already.
Already ordered.
So you can come in, get them in quick.
Wow, yeah. Okay, all right, well, let's see if we can get you £5 on the show this morning. If you were to win this incredible amount of money, how would you spend it, Eddie?
I would say give it to your charity.
Oh,
we're sort of bat people into a corner now. We can't really walk back from giving it to charity, can we?
Yeah, but I really want a caller to come in and be like, meal deal for me, Ben. Well, let's hope you win £5, and Old Swiss, our producer, will once again have to go through a lengthy administrative process to give this money away. How many meetings was it with Keith and Finance?
It was four.
Four meetings. That could be Dave's next week. Let's hopefully make that happen. Okay. Glenn, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, name number one was Holly.
Willoughby.
Yes.
Yes.
I think this is going to go.
I'm delivering all of these unblinkingly at producer Dave. Just so I can see the light leave his eyes if he gets all five.
Well, let's not forget, last time we had a winner, you apologised immediately.
I did
to
apologise. And now, welcome to the new normal. I'm going to not apologise at all. Never surrender, never back down.
Name number two is Kenneth.
Williams.
Yes.
I nearly said Kenneth Lay, the former Enron CEO.
Oh,
wow.
From a scandal.
Wow.
Name number three is Ben.
Burrell.
Yes. Oh. Here we go. Name number four is Kelly.
Oh, man. Three, four big ones I can think of. Kelly Clarkson.
Oh.
No!
Roland Brooke.
Do you want me to tell you what he went for?
Going. Yeah. McDonald.
Ellie went for Holmes. Ellie went for Holmes. Eddie went for Kelly Holmes.
Kelly Holmes. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
It's okay. We can get four out of five, I reckon, because the fifth and final name is Hugh.
Thunny Whittingstall.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Westfield.
No. Wow. Hugh Grant is
of course.
Eddie, sorry about that, mate. No £5, but thanks for being on the show this morning, and we hope the Christmas rush isn't too bad for you.
Lovely. Cheers. Thank you.
Do you want to give your butchers another quick plug?
Yeah, it's Stone's Family Butchers in East Grinstead. Come and place your Christmas orders.
Lovely.
And can I also give a shout out to my mum who listens to the show without fail.
What's your mum's name?
So Sally Saunders.
Should we all say a collective hello to Sally Saunders?
Yeah. Right? Yes.
After three, one, two, three.
Hello, Sally Saunders.
That sounded quite chilling, actually. No worries, Eddie. Have a good day.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
This is exciting. We've got some exciting news right now, Matt Dyson.
Yeah.
Celebrating its 20th birthday, Kendall Calling is back. What an amazing festival Kendall Calling is in the beautiful Lake District.
Yeah,
20 years of this festival, and it is back on the 31st of July to the 3rd of August next year. Do you want to hear who is playing?
Yes, they always have a good lineup.
All right, brace yourself for this. The headliners across the weekend are The Prodigy, The Cortinas, Fatboy Slim, and The Kaiser Chiefs.
Oof.
And yes. Also playing are The Last Dinner Party, Travis are going to be there as well.
Nice.
The Wombats, Frank Turner and The Sleeping Souls, Lottery Winners, Maximo Park are going to be there.
Oh,
we should
play
more Maximo Park on this radio station. Scouting for Girls are going to be there, Reverend the Makers, The Big Moon, Tim Burgess and the RNCM Orchestra. Sports team, I'm really excited about this. The Pigeon Detectives are going to be there.
Wow.
I think I mentioned this on the show before, but we used to do a fun on-air thing where two pigeons would solve crime when the Pigeon Detectives were big. That did not get greenlit by Old Swiss this week, which I'm disappointed about. The Inspiral Carpets are going to play as well, and you can book your tickets if you want to go to Kendall Calling this coming Monday. They go on sale at 10 a.m. and you can grab them from absoluteradio.co.uk/tickets.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
So Kendall Calling tickets on sale on Monday. Grab them from absoluteradio.co.uk/tickets. It's 8:15 right now on Friday morning. This is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. Speaking of Monday, Dave Berry is back then. Meantime, it's Ben Burrell here. And yesterday, it was All Hallows Eve, was it not, Matt Dyson?
Indeed.
What a day it was.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know whether it was just where I was, but actually going home through London and going home, like walking to my house, it felt like the biggest Halloween I've ever seen.
Yeah,
I felt like everyone was going big
going on,
this year,
there?
going really big.
Yeah, I saw a lot of people dressed as Super Mario, though, which I don't feel is a, I don't feel that's a Halloween costume.
If you're frightened of plumbers.
Yeah, terrifying.
It's very specific.
Well, we had a little girl come trick-or-treating to our door last night, and she was dressed as Ariana Grande.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Is that not appropriate? Should I have told her to go
not
home?
Not even a zombified version?
No.
Or the witch in Wicked. She's not even that. She's
just
Ariana Grande. Like mainstream pop star.
Yeah, just original. Yeah, the original version.
No sweets.
The OG.
Sorry.
No. Yeah, exactly.
Tricked
me away
immediately.
We want to hear from you on 8:12:15 if you've had any Halloween disasters. Halloween disasters. What has gone wrong with your Halloween, whether it be this year or another year? For example, did you run out of sweets and have to give away like any old junk you had lying around the house?
Could find in the cupboard.
Yeah.
Some raisins.
Yeah. Like a pack of Rennie. That's what I saw on the side last night. Yeah, I was genuinely on the side last night. I was like, could this be passed off? They're peppermint flavour. So we want to hear about your Halloween disasters on 8:12:15, or you can WhatsApp us 0330 123 1215. We're talking about this because, as I mentioned earlier, producer Mark, who's been away for the last couple of days, has come back to the show, and he's come back to the show with terrifying news. His little daughter, Lulu, who's seven, is that right? Seven, yeah. He took her to a Halloween party in the week, right? Turned up at the house of someone else, right? Rang on the doorbell, and bearing in mind Lulu, who's seven, dressed in full Halloween costume. What did she go as?
Wednesday Adams.
She went as Wednesday Adams.
Course, yeah,
oh, put the effort in, did her hair and everything, got the dress, pressed the doorbell. The woman, the mother of one of Lulu's friends, answered the door and said, "Hello, what are you doing here?"
They got the wrong day.
Which, you know, it's embarrassing when it happens as an adult. I've done that as well. But when you've got a seven-year-old in full costume, difficult to explain to them.
At least it was the wrong day, as opposed to it being, what are you doing here? Yes, we are having a party right now, but what are you doing here?
That happened last night when I turned up to Leona Graham's Halloween party. It's strange. Yeah. So your Halloween disasters to 8:12:15 or 0330 123 1215. What has gone wrong with your Halloween, whether this year or years gone by? Let us know, please.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
On the show this morning, we are asking you to tell us about your Halloween disasters after one of our producers here, Mark, took his daughter to a Halloween party a whole day earlier. That's a difficult thing to you know, bring a seven-year-old down from that high expectation of about to have fun to going back into the car. Yeah. Not the best. We've all been there, though. 8 12 15 to text or 0330 123 1215. Your Halloween disasters, please. Lots of broken wrists coming in on my text. This says, 3 years ago, I was dressed as an Oompa Loompa from Charlie the Chocolate Factory. I like the fact Samantha's clarified that. And I tripped over. I was tripped over by a child.
Oh, what?
Malicious.
Broke my wrist and ended up in A&E. In A&E as an Oompa Loompa. Whenever I think of Oompa Loompas these days, I think of that Charlie the Chocolate Factory experience in Glasgow. I keep thinking about it. Matt, well, a lot of the texts, and I'd say a lot of the tweets have been from people just saying that they've been given or had to give out poor things when they run out of sweets.
Mike had to give out bourbon biscuits last night because that's all they had in. But I think that's okay. Biscuits is fair
enough. Possible.
Debbie in Runcorn says they were given Marmite crisps, some of her kids, which sounds quite harsh.
Ooh, I'd rather have a trick.
Yeah. And Mark in Butlins in Minehead, he said, my boys did trick or treat at Butlins and someone gave them a Cornish pasty.
I wouldn't say no.
No, I wouldn't say no.
You'd be delighted.
But surely it'd be cold. It wouldn't be the best.
And it wouldn't mix well with these sweets.
It's going to weigh down the basket,
in your
isn't
bag.
It?
Yeah.
None as bad as that Rennie I almost gave away last night, so I think we're doing all right.
Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Glenn Moore. Halloween disaster, please.
As of last night, actually, there was one last night. Oh, no. So Elliot, my friend, son,
the one that lives with you,
He has been talking a real. He's 3 years old, and he's been talking such a big game of Halloween the last few weeks. Just talking about what he's going to be wearing. He decided he was going to be a zombie. He decided that well before we had any say in the matter, and all the trick or treating he was going to do and stuff like that. So I bought him a zombie mask, put him in a Halloween outfit, and then as soon as we set off for trick or treating yesterday, he wanted to zip up his hoodie so you couldn't see the outfit, then didn't like the mask that he was wearing, then didn't like holding the bucket for the trick-or-treating, and then after that didn't want to knock on the doors to do trick-or-treating and kept saying, you do it. He lingered at the top of everyone's driveway, so I was just an adult man saying trick-or-treat. I'm trick-or-treating on behalf of the boy over there. I worked for him, After we got like two lollipops, and after that I was like, would you prefer it if we go home and we just let trick-or-treaters come to us? And he was like, yeah. And then as soon as he sat on the sofa and started watching Casper, A Friendly Ghost, every time a doorbell went, he kept going, you get it, I'm busy. He did not engage in Halloween at all.
Yeah, it's all hype.
He's going to tell all his mates today at nursery, he's going to tell all his friends like what a great Halloween he had, all the trick-or-treating he did, lying through his teeth.
I just think Elliot's so rich and famous these days that people can do that for him. He doesn't need to go and trick-or-treat, he's got you for him. This is, hi guys, back in the day in the 90s, me and my two friends were trick-or-treating and the person gave us, wait for it, a can of beans.
Harvest Festival.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Friday mornings, no repeat guarantee. We are Absolute Radio, and it's time for some more social ammo. Give us some extra bits, Matt.
I've got a Halloween special of a monologue based on a hit record from the excellent James McNicholas. You're familiar with his work? He's quite big on on the gram these days. He's like an actor, proper actor, trained actor. He's been in Horrible Histories and stuff, and then he turns classic songs into monologues, dramatic monologues.
Oh, yes, I have heard him on the show.
And so it's quite intense. Sometime he's acting, and in the latest one, he starts to cry. He's in tears by the end of this one, which is surprising because the song is "Who Let the Dogs Out" by the Baha Men. Here he is.
Well, the party was nice. Party was pumping. Yippee-i-o.
Yippee-i-o.
Everybody having a ball.
Oh, no.
I told the fellas, start the name calling. And the girls.
Oh, God.
It's quite.
Respond to the call. I heard a woman.
It's not quite as fun, is it?
Is he okay?
Shout out.
He's acting.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let them out?
Who knew the Baha men could be so emotional?
I know.
Ooh, he's gone.
Dog's out.
He's gone. Have you gone?
Very different tone. I am getting caught up in it, Barry.
Back, Scruffy. Get back you flea infested mongrel.
That's not the lyric, is it?
Yeah, it is.
That's one of the lyrics.
Unrecognisable from the
flea infested mongrel is one of the lyrics.
He's not making it up. This is real. He bases the lyrics on the basis of all the monologues.
Wow. Well, I will never hear that song in the same way again. But to be quite honest, it's been about 2 decades since I did hear it.
Yippee-i-o.
Exactly.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And there ends another edition of the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. That's me done for the last couple of weeks. My residency,
Your residency is over.
The performance is finished. The curtain closes.
Yes, yeah. You'll be back in Vegas sometime soon, don't
worry. Yes, back for my residency there. Dave Berry's back next week on Monday. And as you mentioned, King is back. 5 Words, 5 Grand returns with him. Just before we wrap up this, this show today, we need to name the broadcast taken from content that we have done during the broadcast. Here's your options this morning, Matt. They look like miniature heroes, but don't get excited.
You brought us some Big Mix from M&S, yeah?
I brought the team in some sweets from M&S. I think that would be a lovely gesture, and Matt has basically rubbished it for the last 4 hours.
Well, they're just, it's just because they're off-brand chocolates, but they're actually quite a delight, to be fair.
Yeah, and you can't go wrong with M&S.
And the foil wrappers are genuinely, they take you back, because we haven't had foil wrappers like this for a good 7 or 8 years.
You're keeping count, aren't you?
Yeah, I marked it on my diary. Yeah.
Well, speaking of rappers, dangerous rappers, just how we like it,
exactly.
Is
there
an option for the name.
That, yeah.
We don't have a cut of the day. I had a.
You're obsessed with chatting to that butcher about different cuts of meat.
What's wrong
you?
With that? I'm just interested in our listeners.
He said one of the cut of the day was just chicken.
Yeah.
This is a weird answer.
Yeah, it wasn't exciting.
Not even
was
the
it?
Specific bit of the chicken.
No. Frightened of plumbers is an option. We were talking about Halloween earlier. What are you doing here? Another bit of Halloween chat where our producer was asked what he was doing at a door of a family.
No party was
no
ever.
Party. No. Oompa Loompa in A&E.
Yeah, one of the great stories that came in.
Mm-hmm. Trick or treat or Harvest Festival.
Someone got a tin of beans.
Yeah.
Which
I love the reference to Harvest Festival there. The Harvest Festival should be talked about more.
But yeah.
I feel like when we were growing up, it was such a big thing.
It was massive. It was
and
a
now,
big deal.
No one talks about it.
No, yeah.
Let's bring it back. It should be one of the great comebacks.
Yeah.
Or I'm just a, what's that, a fibrous husk?
Fibrous husk.
What was that from?
That was from the talk. We're talking about Mojo.
Mojo, yeah.
Yeah, and their ginger squeezing abilities. Mm-hmm. I think it should be they look like miniature heroes, but don't get excited. Because that sort of relates to Halloween as well, doesn't it? And the weird things you get on Halloween, like some people give out fake chocolates. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. All right. That is the title of today's show. It'll be available in our Rayo app very, very soon. Matt, have one of those sweets, for goodness sake. Yeah. Please, just eat.
Just listen to that rapper.
Ooh, takes you back, doesn't it?
Delightfully old school.
That is it from me. I'm back on my normal show on the main Absolute Radio station Monday afternoon from 1. Dave is back here Monday morning with the team from 6. He will see you then. Have a great weekend.